It is Thursday, November 12th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Some Republicans say that Donald Trump might accept that he actually lost the election sometime in December. What's clear so far is that Trump's legal challenges to the vote count are floundering. Meanwhile, more progressive Democrats in Congress are saying the party needs to confront Republicans rather than reach across the aisle as centrists suggest. Left-wing groups are circulating a list of names for Joe Biden's cabinet. The question is, will he listen? And lastly, Biden plans to immediately undo most of Trump's immigration policies. The best part is, he can do it all with a stroke of a pen, without waiting for congressional approval.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Joe Biden's lead over Donald Trump in the popular vote grew to 5.1 million yesterday. Aides to Trump told NBC News it was likely he would never concede that he lost the election. Rather, he might eventually say something like, quote, "We can't trust the results, but I'm not contesting them." But even acknowledging reality to that limited degree is not in the cards yet. The Associated Press reports that Republicans are increasingly eyeing a December deadline to publicly accept the election result, giving Trump time and space to exhaust his legal challenges. It's when the states face a deadline to certify results and a December 14th deadline for the Electoral College to cast its votes. Trump's legal challenges are still not going well. The Washington Post reported yesterday that Trump's lawyers have received a series of embarrassing rebukes by judges. But of course, that hasn't stopped the campaign from filing more challenges over ballots, including a new lawsuit in Michigan filed yesterday. The New York Times reports that the lawsuit filed in federal district court in Grand Rapids claims, among other things, that officials illegally backdated an untold number of ballots in order to make them eligible for counting. As with other recent claims made by Trump and his allies, evidence is entirely lacking. The Times also reports that Biden's campaign is considering legal action of its own to force the presidential transition to formally begin. But legal experts warn that such a move could easily backfire on Biden if he filed the lawsuit in federal court and lost. Meanwhile, CBS News reports that four former secretaries of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, Michael Chertoff, Janet Napolitano, and Jay Johnson, published a statement calling on the transition to begin immediately, as in now. Separately, Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan was projected to hold on to his seat, this according to the Washington Post. That means Republicans are insured 50 seats in the Senate. Two outstanding runoffs in Georgia will determine the majority. As Georgia prepares for those January runoffs, its Republican Secretary of State announced a hand audit of some 5 million votes in the presidential election. Biden leads in Georgia by more than 14,000 votes, so it would need to be one hell of an audit to give Donald Trump a win. Progressive Democrats in Congress are making it clear there will be no honeymoon for Joe Biden, Politico reports. Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib is among those complaining that centrist colleagues are trying to shame them into staying quiet right as Democrats gain control of the White House. Tlaib told Politico, quote, "We are not interested in unity that asks people to sacrifice their freedom and their rights any longer," end quote. Top progressive groups are circulating a post-election memo that criticizes centrists for playing into Republicans' divide-and-conquer racism. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York told Politico that Democrats will continue to play defense in swing seats if they don't establish a cohesive message on race and racism. She said, quote, "This idea that we can win over white voters on a civility argument is like not a reliable strategy." In their memo, progressive groups also called on moderates to adopt a clear economic message, which they said was lacking this year. Democrats will lose the House in 2022, they wrote, if they abandon their core progressive base and agenda. Yesterday, Justice Democrats in the Sunrise Movement launched a campaign urging Biden to seize the climate mandate and laid out recommendations for 13 cabinet positions. The recommendations include Representative Deb Haaland of New Mexico for Interior Secretary, Senator Elizabeth Warren for Treasury Secretary, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison for Justice Department, Senator Bernie Sanders for Labor Secretary, and Tlaib for Housing and Urban Development. With progressives gaining force in the House, Biden would be smart to throw them a bone when he makes his cabinet nominations.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
The incoming Democratic administration is expected to quickly start dismantling Trump's immigration agenda, this according to CBS News. After Biden is sworn in January, his administration will move to fully restore the Obama-era DACA program. This program shields 640,000 undocumented immigrants from deportation who were brought to the U.S. as children. The incoming administration also intends to rescind Trump's travel and immigration restrictions on 13 predominantly Muslim countries. Biden will look to implement a 100-day freeze on deportations while his administration issues guidance narrowing who can be arrested by immigration agents, this according to CBS. Biden has pledged to end the Trump administration's policy of requiring non-Mexican migrants to wait in Mexico for the duration of their U.S. asylum cases. The incoming administration may also reinstate an Obama initiative that allowed some Central American children to reunite with their families in the U.S., and Biden's team is planning to begin the process of terminating the public charge rules. Trump implemented those rules to deny green cards and visas to applicants without a lot of money who might request benefits like food stamps. Biden has also promised to dramatically increase refugee admissions, raising the cap to 125,000 from the record low 15,000 spots set by Trump. A source familiar with the Biden team's plans told CBS, quote, "All the stuff that was done administratively through the president's executive authority, and so a new executive can basically reject those and start from scratch." End quote. Finally, NBC News reports that activists hope Biden will halt construction or even rip down the new sections of Trump's border wall. Mr. Biden, tear down that wall.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Up to 200,000 refugees could pour into Sudan while fleeing the deadly conflict in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region. This according to the AP. Nearly 10,000 people have already crossed the border, including some wounded in the fighting. The flow is growing quickly. The United Nations wants humanitarian access as soon as possible, noting that fuel and food are urgently needed. Nearly 200 boxes of uncounted votes have surfaced in Puerto Rico a full week after voters went to the polls. This according to the New York Times. The discovery could upset a number of close races and force a recount in the San Juan mayoral race. The head of the American Civil Liberties Union in Puerto Rico said, quote, "I don't think anyone in Puerto Rico, after a failed primary in this current process, can really say they trust the system," end quote. California Governor Gavin Newsom has refused to give a timeline for when he expects to name a replacement to the U.S. Senate for Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. A California Democrat with knowledge of the process told NBC that Newsom has not yet spoken to Harris about who she'd like to see succeed her. Names in the mix range from California Attorney General Javier Becerra to San Francisco Mayor London Breed to former Governor Jerry Brown. But can you imagine the furor if Newsom put in an old white man in Harris's seat? Yesterday marked another record day for U.S. coronavirus infections, with 140,000 new cases. Meanwhile, Texas became the first state to report more than 1 million confirmed cases. But the AP reports that state leaders gave no indication of forthcoming restrictions, even as medical tents are being erected outside rural hospitals. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has not given a press briefing on the virus since September. Please, do better. Just try. Lastly, Ron Klain has been named Joe Biden's chief of staff. Klain headed up the Ebola task force during the second term of Barack Obama.
Quicker, quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon on the Majority Report live at noon and then later as a podcast.